今天咱们来听比方点播的这首 Who Says。 大家好，欢迎收听《格听歌学英语》，我是 Linda， 歌名叫做《谁说的》，来自于 Selena Gomez。 歌曲传递的是一种自尊自爱自信的心情。 Who says you're not perfect? Who says you're not worth it? You've got every right to a beautiful life. 谁说你不够完美？谁说你不配？你完全有资格奔赴美好的生活。你是否还在被别人的声音左右自己的生活呢？那希望这首 Who Says 能唤醒你心中那个强大的自己。听歌吧，谁说的，送给大家。
Who says you can't be in movies? Listen to me, listen to me. Who says you don't pass the test? Who says you can't be the best? Who said, who said? Won't you tell me who said that?
严重欢迎回来，以上是比方点播的 Who Says， 希望大家会喜欢。好，接下来我们来看一下歌名里面的单词 say。 say 作为动词表示说的意思啊，那咱们来看几个跟它相关的短语。第一个 having said that， 这里的 having said that 它其实是 have said， 现在完成时态啊，它就是现在分词的一个完成时态。 having said that意思是话虽如此，通常它做一个伴随的状语啊。话虽如此，比如说我有的时候呢会为这份工作而感到忧虑啊，话虽如此我还是蛮喜欢它的。 I sometimes get worried in this job. Having said that, I enjoy doing it. 来看第二个跟这个 say 相关的短语，叫 to say the least。 least 是最少的意思啊， to say the least 字面意思就是什么呢？至少可以这么说，或者毫不夸张的说，退一步说，比如说毫不夸张的说，我感到很吃惊啦。 I was surprised to say the least， 至少可以说我是非常吃惊的。 I was surprised to say the least. 她的话不够谨慎，至少可以这么说的。 Her remarks were ill-advised to say the least. 注意一下例句当出现的这个 ill-advised， 它是一个形容词，表示不明智的、没脑筋的或者失策的。我们接着往下看。 What do you say to something 或者 to doing something？这个表达的意思是就是询问意见的，问诶你同意做什么什么事情吗，或者你同意什么什么吗，你看什么什么东西好不好。来看一下使用语境哈，这个人说今晚到外边吃饭怎么样。 What do you say to eating out tonight? What do you say to eating out tonight? 注意一下这个在外面吃饭我们不叫 eat outside， 叫 eat out， eat out。What do you say to eating out tonight? 今晚咱们在外边吃饭怎么样呀？ Let's go away for a weekend. What do you say? 咱们出去过周末，你说怎么样？你说好不好？ Let's go away for a weekend. What do you say? 我们接下来再看一个表达。You can say that again. You can say that again. 你可以再说一次刚刚那个话。这句话的意思就是什么哈、啊？让你说对了，或者说一点没错，正是这样子。比如 ，He's in a bad mood today. 他今天情绪不太好，他今天心情不太好。第二个人说 ，You can say that again. You can say that again. 表示，正是这样子的，或者让你说对了。You can say that again. 你可以再说一遍的，就是让你说对了。啊，你一点都没错说的。He's in a bad mood today. You can say that again.咱们再来看一个短语叫 needless to say， 这里的 needless 形容词表示没必要的。那这 needless to say 意思就是说不必说，不用说。比如说不用说啊，问题是所涉及到的这个费用。 The problem needless to say is the cost involved. The problem needless to say is the cost involved. 注意一下这个 involved， 它是一个过去分词，表被动哦，表被动做这个后置定语啊。The problem is the cost. 问题是费用，什么样的费用呢？ Involved， 被涉及到的这个费用。不用说，问题是所涉及的费用。短语 go without saying， go 去 without 没有 saying 说。那这三个单词放在一起的意思是说不用说或者显而易见。Go without saying， 比如。Of course I'll help you. That goes without saying. 我当然会帮你，这还用说吗？ Of course I'll help you. That goes without saying. That goes without saying. That 指代着前面这个会帮助你的这件事情啊。我们再来看一个表达叫 have 什么什么 to say for yourself. 这里面它可以根据情况来变化。叫做什么？叫做有话要说。咱们来看几个使用语境。第一个说他没有多少要说，他没什么说的。She doesn't have much to say for herself. 就是他这个人为自己是没有什么话说。She doesn't have much to say for herself. 通常是啊，这女孩子做错事情的时候，啊，旁边问说你有什么要讲的吗？ She doesn't have much to say for herself. 他有一肚子的话要说。He had plenty to say for himself. He had.Plenty to say for himself. 他有一肚子话要说，他有很多话要说。Late again. What have you got to say for yourself this time? 呵呵，又迟到了，这回你要找什么借口啊？这回你要为你自己说什么样的话呀？ Late again. What have you got to say for yourself this time?say 这个单词非常简单，其实它用法真的蛮多的。它除了做动词之外呢，还可以做名词，表示这个决定权或者话语权呢。大家，听完节目之后可以再去查一下字典看一下。好啦，以上就是今天节目的所有内容啦，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。最后再叮嘱一句 ：Stay healthy, stay warm， 请大家一定要保持身体健康哦。爱你们，我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。